You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
He starts out by saying, boys, I could use some feedback from you and your listeners. Please don't use my name. So I think we'll just call him Dave. Why not?
All right, Dave.
Dave, that's what we'll call him. He writes, and I'll just say right up front, I found this fascinating. He says, my wife and I have three kids. The oldest is our 10-year-old daughter. She has been a handful, to say the least. It's to the point that my wife is pulling her hair out, very stressed out about her. Well, yesterday, I went to a store. He said the name of the store. I'm not going to say that either. We went to a store and took my daughter. When we left the store and got in the car, I saw that she had something in her hand. She'd actually shoplifted something from the toy aisle.
Ruh-roh.
Dave says, I marched her right back inside and made her talk to a manager and return it. The manager was super cool and had a little talk with her about stealing. My daughter was crying when we got back in the car and begged me not to tell her mom. I told her I'd think about it. On one hand, this is where he gets right into it. And this is what really has me torn. He goes, on one hand, I think this is a pretty big deal and my wife deserves to know. But on the other hand, my wife is at her wit's end over our daughter. And I don't really want to add another layer of stress right now. So my question is it okay to keep a secret like that from the other parent? Thanks for considering this. I listen to you guys every morning and have for more than 10 years.
Aw, thanks, fake name Dave.
Yeah.
Nice.
We do appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll just call you Dave. I know he's listening right now.
Dave with the 10-year-old that likes to steal things.
Well, apparently she just gets into all sorts of trouble.
Boy, oh boy.
She has a history of being a troubled child.
My goodness. Maybe it boils down to poor communication between the parents and how they should raise a child. Just throwing that out
shut
there.
Shut up.
Just going to throw that out there. You kind of got to focus on the parenting then, don't you?
shut up.
I don't like this one bit, Dom. You know me, I don't want to keep a secret from my wife, and if you do have a problem, child, then you should probably be tag-teaming this and doing a little dual parenting, trying to figure out how to solve this problem. And what happens when the mom does find out that this happened, and then she's mad because Dave didn't tell her, then you've got a big argument between you and your wife.
I don't think it needs to be a big argument. I think he explains it just the way he explained it to us.
Sounds
you
like
know,
the wife
he just says,
listen,
you are, he said, what I would say is, you were one story like this away, babe, from flipping out. I handled it. Parenting is a, if you've got both parents there, they both should be rolling up their sleeves. And he should say, I handled this particular problem. You've handled plenty with her.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had a talk with her. The store manager had a talk with her. I just didn't think you needed any more on your plate right now. And if his wife can't accept that answer, then, it's not like the little girl murdered somebody.
Well,
she stole a toy.
Shoplifting is where it starts, Dom.
I know.
And
but
then
the,
murder.
That's the very next step.
It's a gateway crime, Dom. First she's
funny.
Stealing Hatchimals, and the next thing you know, she's shanking somebody. I just feel like maybe mom should be aware of this, too, just in case this little incident didn't stick.
Well, how about
with
this?
The 10-year-old, the mom can keep an eye out for the theft, too.
Let me ask you this. What if he doesn't tell mom right now and tells her when things have
calmed down
a bit? Say, listen, we had a little issue, and now I want to tell you about it.
Why didn't you tell me then?
Listen, let's not pretend.
What else are you not telling me, Dave?
Let's not pretend for one minute that there aren't secrets kept within families. There most assuredly are. And what's funny is that it's often... I'm just saying my anecdotal evidence is it's often the other way where you don't tell dad, right?
Sure.
Don't tell dad.
Dad's going to be mad. Yeah.
Don't tell dad. I know there were times when my mom did not tell my dad some stuff that I did. And I was a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there were times that she probably didn't tell him everything that either my sister Donna or I had gotten into and done.
Right. Because
she was like, I'll handle this. there's two parents in this household. Not everybody has to go running.
Isn't that funny that you can kind of see it that way? I kind of agree with, the mom will handle it. Don't tell dad. We'll just keep this our secret. But when you flip-flop it, it's just something about that feels
different.
Different. I'm not necessarily wrong, but different that you know, dad handled something, but don't tell mom, because I feel like moms know everything, you know? And mom will find out.
I am very anti-tattling. And to me, this almost smacks of, listen, the dad and daughter had an experience together. It wasn't a good experience, but not everything needs to be shared. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
As long as it's being addressed.
A tattle.
It kind of is. You're tattling on the 10-year-old.
I ain't no snitch.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're snitching.
You know what? Why don't we turn this over to our listeners?
I would love that. Yes.
Oh, this is a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Good bumper music. 20 minutes away from announcing the latest winning name in Cash Tag. We'll do that at about 8:30. Right now, we're talking about a note we received from one of our listeners, a gentleman. We've changed his name to Dave. He wants his identity kept secret. Quickly, I'll try to recap this. He's got three kids. His 10-year-old daughter is the one who's the problem child, and the mom is losing her mind because I guess every day she's dealing with something with his 10-year-old. The dad took the 10-year-old to the store with him, and the 10-year-old proceeded to shoplift from the store. And the dad marched her back inside when he saw it and had her return it. They talked to the manager. The daughter was bursting into tears, saying, please don't tell mom, please don't tell mom. Now Dave's saying, you know, is it okay to keep, you know, some secrets about a child from the other parent? Jeremy's like, no, you definitely tell. And I'm like, I don't think you do. So we disagree. Let's see what the listeners say. Aaron, you're the first one in. Good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're great. It's such a good day. So what do you think Dave should do here?
I think that Dave needs to talk to his wife, but I also think that what needs to happen is Dave needs to sit down with his daughter and his wife, and his daughter needs to be the one to tell his mom, because they need to be a united front. She is now going to pin mom and dad against each other for her own actions. And then she's going to be able to know who she can go to and who she can get away with things with. And it's just going to be even more of a disaster than it already is. She needs to know that mom and dad are one force.
Okay, okay. No, I hear what you're saying.
I like this a lot.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I think it might be a bit of a stretch to say that in this situation, the daughter will start playing the parents against each other. I wouldn't make that leap personally, but
maybe not at 10, but if this keeps happening.
But she's already asking, and she's already knowing.
Yeah. But that's just a natural thing. I don't think it goes from one step to step seven just like that in this one instance. But
it could get worse when she's a teenager. You know, when she becomes a teen, then this could really escalate. You never know.
I'm not saying that you keep all secrets. I mean, remember what we said here is that, you know, this is a particular instance where mom is overly stressed right now.
And that's the thing. It's like maybe she's doing the home learning and all that, and mom's working from home and dealing with this 10-year-old. Like, mom's tapped, you know? Yeah. So maybe dad is doing a solid here.
Here's April. Good morning, April. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, our lines are jammed, so if we go quickly with a lot of these calls, nobody be upset. What do you think, April?
I agree with Aaron, who just called. I think that for two reasons, I think he should talk to his wife and tell her this, because one, although she may be young and this could just be the first stepping stone, but she's learning how to see how far she can push it and who she can get away with what. And if she can start manipulating dad to wrap around her little finger, then she knows she can get away with that with dad, but maybe not with mom. And
I think everyone's forgetting. I think
it's
hold
just
on a second.
One-time
hold
thing,
on.
Though.
I think what everyone's forgetting is that she got away with nothing. She got caught. She had to go into the store. She had to face the manager. There was a consequence for what happened. So
but
she's not getting
she
away
still
with anything.
Did it.
I mean, if the dad, thank you for your call. If the dad had said, you know what, you just keep that toy and we're not going to tell mom, then she gets away with it.
Right. The ball's kind of in dad's court with this. Like, if he continues to let this happen, then it's more of an issue with dad, I think.
I agree
you
with
know,
you there. Yeah.
It's going to come down to him.
April, thank you for that call. We appreciate it. Here's Michelle. Michelle, what do you think?
I do think that it's a good idea to tell mom, but being a stressed out mom myself, I think I would appreciate good timing. If there's a million things going on, just adding one more thing. I think moms are hard on themselves anyway. I mean, most parents are in general. I think moms particularly feel a personal sense of failure when their kids are not behaving the way that they're supposed to. And I think sometimes good timing in when
sure.
to tell and how and if the kid
sure,
is
so
there
give
or
it
not.
You're saying maybe give it a couple days
give
or
it
so
some time. Maybe even a week. I mean, and just say, look, this happened, like Dom said, this happened, I took care of it, this is what we did, this is what happened. The next time something like this happens, I'll take care of it the same way. If this continues to be a problem, then we should sit down and, like, that, kind of read.
See, that's the thing. It's like, out. Mom is stressed out and everything, but really, if you do tell right. her that there is nothing for her to do, I mean, you're just going right. to say, hey, I'm going to make you aware of this, but it's already been handled, so don't worry about right. it.
That's
just
a good point.
And especially if some time has passed, then it's going to be like, well, it's already happened. It's you don't need to do anything, and doing something now would be counterproductive, so... Just so you know that this happened.
Just keep me in the loop type thing. It's
exactly.
just keep her in the loop.
Exactly.
Michelle, that's
sometimes
a great call. Thank you for being on the air with us. We appreciate it. Like I said, we got to move quickly. So thank you for that. That's interesting. Who's been holding the longest? Colin. Colin, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, gents. What I'd say is the same exact situation happened with my daughter when she was 5 years old. So you treat a 5-year-old and 10-year-old different in terms of discipline. What it comes down to here is accountability. Aaron hit it completely on the head. He needs to tell the wife because there is a potential that she could do something like this again in front of the wife, knowing that she, quote unquote, got away with it in front of dad. The other thing is the daughter was upset and saying, don't tell mom, don't tell mom. So the punishment that the daughter really fears is actually her mom knowing. And so in my opinion, what the dad needs to do is sit down with the wife, tell her, hey, this happened, this is how I handled it, but right there in front of the daughter and have the daughter explain what actually happened.
All right, well, awesome. Thank you for that.
I like that.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Well, then who's to say it doesn't happen again with the daughter, but she's with the mom this time, and then she's like, don't tell dad, don't tell dad, don't tell dad. And then it is kind of a back and forth, this constant don't tell the other, and then nobody knows what's going on.
Is it possible that people are slightly overreacting to the whole don't tell mom thing? I mean, that is a natural reaction. And the daughter is 10 years old. She's not stupid. She knows she's on shaky ground right now, that she is really stressing out her mom. I mean, again, this whole get away with the thing, I don't subscribe to that. I don't think the 10-year-old's getting away with anything here. And I'll tell you something else. I'm really not surprised at the calls because we have segued into a share everything society.
Well, when
right?
it comes to raising your kids, yes, you should be
no,
talking
just
with
in
your
general.
Spouse.
Just in general. Everything is share, right? Share. Everything is overshared. If somebody has a good bowel movement, they run to social media
oh,
and they've
got
to tell everybody, you know? TMZ is going to reveal everything. We want, you know, all the details of Tiger Woods had the accident yesterday. We want to know every single little thing.
Yes, but when it comes to parenting
almost,
and your kids stealing things, you need to have a united front on this.
I agree with you, but let's also remember that what's going on here is that it's making dad sound like they're incapable of doing any kind of parenting. Like, if we don't tell mom, the parenting won't get done. And I find that slightly insulting as a father who did a really good job, I think, mm-hmm. of raising a son. It almost smacks of, if you don't tell mom, you're not completely parenting. She's the only one. And Jeremy, your point that there's nothing mom can do right now except take some, you know, react
just
to the daughter.
Right.
Again,
yeah.
Which we don't need right now. Dad handled it. He did parenting. He took the daughter in. He confronted her. She had to talk to the manager. That's good parenting.
But
why
I think
can't dad's parent?
But I think of what happened is the girl stole something.
Right.
Like she didn't. It was actually quite a major thing that she did. And I think you should let your wife know that you have a 10-year-old that is stealing things from a store. Maybe this wasn't the first time. Maybe she just now just getting caught.
That's entirely possible.
We do need to let mom know about this.
Well, I just think, you know, you take all the circumstances into account. If this is, if the daughter was living a charmed life and mom wasn't freaked out.
Yeah, but
right
you know what?
Now,
the, who cares? We're putting a lot of emphasis on a parent being stressed out and at their limit. That's
no.
every parent. So whatever, you still just need to know what's going
that.
On.
We're not going to be able to get to every call. I know that.
We're all fired up today.
Jammed. Hey, Emily, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, Em.
So what's your opinion?
Okay, so in my personal opinion, my husband could handle the situation, but as the mother, I want to know about it. Behind closed doors, he better tell me about that.
But you sound like my wife.
This is situational. You know, the stealing thing, I want to know about it. If it was, you know, picking on her brother behind the corner, you know, that's not something that mom needs to know about every time. But that situation, yeah, I better know about it, or they're both the kid and the husband are going to be in hot water.
That's the thing. I'm telling you, this dad, Dave, is going to get in trouble eventually for not saying anything.
That's a great call.
He's going to be the one in trouble.
Thank you for being on the show. We're only going to have time for one more. I think it's Crystal. Everyone else who's on hold, apologies. We just can't get to all of them. Crystal, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
All right. Hi. You get to bring it home. What do you say?
Okay, so I have the one and only, the dad is in the right here opinion. I think he should keep it quiet. I think the father-daughter bond is exceptionally important, especially as she grows older. And I think this is a great opportunity for him to develop that bond and that confidant that she might need. Maybe her mom is a total hothead and is going to go off on it, and she's already faced a punishment for it. So I kind of tend with the dad on this one.
There you go.
I think that's a really
well said.
That is a great call. You know, and you think about it, I mean, how many times do we hear about deadbeat dads or dads who don't participate in the raising of their children?
Sure.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen with moms too, but you tend to hear all the stories about dads who don't step up. Moms are like, got to do everything. Now you got a dad who's stepping up and doing something. And what are we saying? Take that away. Go right back to mom.
Yeah.
That's a good
point. My mom was a bit of a hothead, and there were times when I knew that I needed to talk to my dad first because he's calm, cool, and collected about whatever it was. But then there were other things that I went to my mom, and I asked her to never tell my dad. And neither one of them ever broke their word. It is important to establish that you have a confidant and you have that integrity.
I love that angle.
I think you just changed my mind. Thank you, Crystal.
Crystal, thanks for that very good
I think
call.
You switched
We appreciate you.
It's really good.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye, Crystal. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Seeing as I have a daughter, I like that daddy-daughter bond thing.
There you go.
That got me. Huh.
You know, I don't know. I've said it all.
I wonder what she stole.
I know. I kind of wonder. Well, you said it was something from the toy aisle.
All right.
I like that, what Crystal said about developing, like each parent develops a trust with that parent. That parent gets to take that segment of child raising and doesn't have to share everything. I still think we're in an oversharing society.
Maybe on social media and with friends and stuff, like I don't agree with you when it comes to that with your spouse. That's your go-to, man. Hmm. I got to talk about everything with Nick Nack. She's got to know everything. It seems to be working for us. I mean, different strokes for different folks, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Can I just say thank you to Dave for sending that note to us and to every listener who called in and participated and had an intellectual discussion with us about this?
Y'all sounded pretty bright today.
We all got to express our opinions and nobody got mad.
Mm-mm. Well done, everybody.
Yeah, let's get a ding to everybody.
Ding to you.